reasons why wool producers and other national industry bodies and a lot of the state industry bodies are against mandatory RFID in Australia is mainly due to the cost. Currently, the cost for electronic tags is prohibitive, but it's not just the cost of the tags, it's also the cost of the infrastructure. We're talking about tens of thousands of sheep being in sale yards, where other countries generally don't have that level of production.
And so can you put it in perspective, from your point of view, for a wool producer, what's that 90 cents or $1.60 that the tag alone might cost outside of the infrastructure? What's that to a producer?
Well, currently the non-RFID tags are about 30 cents, so you're looking at significant increase in cost for tagging individual sheep.
Wouldn't wider adoption of electric tags eventually see the cost come down over time?
I've heard that argument put forward. However, if you look at the cattle industry, that simply has not occurred. With the mandating of RFID tags in the cattle industry, the costs have not decreased.
A recent Victorian report said the traceability of the NLIS system was pretty bad in some aspects, so that's the current visual system now, and there were major discrepancies between the tags and the paperwork. So without moving to an electronic system, are there ways to improve the NLIS system to address those concerns?
Certainly. What we have is currently is a national set of business rules for NLIS. The problem that we have is different states are implementing these business rules in varying levels. If we could get a commitment from all states to implement the national business rules consistently across Australia, that straight away would increase traceability. And that followed up with enforcement and compliance. The other thing that we need to ensure is that producers are actually meeting their end of the bargain in terms of filling out NVDs correctly. If you've got non-vendor bred sheep, you must be listing all picks on those NVDs. So those couple of things there will significantly increase traceability.
What are the hold-ups or the roadblocks for implementing that national business plan that you mentioned?
I'm not sure. It's up to individual states to implement them as they see fit. However, there has been a commitment given by all states that they would implement these business rules consistently. But for whatever reason, different states are approaching it differently.
This debate's been going on for a long time now, over a number of years. Why hasn't it been put to bed?
I'm not really sure. I'm guessing it's because there is not the meeting of the traceability standards or the 98% traceability that is looking to be achieved. However, with some simple improvements in the current system, we will be able to meet that 98% traceability.